Toss the Feathers by The Coors. I've always liked Irish music, and I've been to Ireland 5 times. It was a time where I really was genuinely into Irish music. My 21st birthday, I remember we were in Galway, which is a swinging town in Ireland, and we found the biggest and best session and kept moving closer to the circle. I wasn't playing. I didn't know traditional Irish tunes at that time, so I wasn't playing, but we were hanging, and you know, by the end, we were like part of the circle, and it was just a wonderful 21st birthday, and I've always liked The Coors. Don't tell my friends, okay? Just kidding. We actually used this tune for our wedding. We had a wedding that took from different traditions, including Christian, pagan, Hindu, like different religious aspects of rituals from different religions. Okay, anyway, so we wanted to have some kind of overall like world music theme, and as we sort of ran down the aisle, as it were, it was more complicated than just one aisle, but we had to run a certain route around the yard. We did it in our backyard, and we used this song for the processional, if you will. And I've always liked it just because it's traditional and it's got a backbeat to it. I loved when bands would put rock beats. There's another band called, I think, the Dropkick Murphys or something, where they take traditional melodies and put, you know, electric guitars on them. There's another one called The Rocky Road to Dublin. I always loved it from the Young Dubliners, but that didn't make the list this time. But I could have put any number of Irish tunes in here, but I like the backbeat. You know, I love the production of the album. And then there's one guitar solo in particular. Like, there's one little break in particular where the guitarist really beefs it up. Let me see if I can find that. Oh, and by the way, this is Simon Phillips, whom I mentioned in The Best Is Still to Come, or will mention. But here's the guitar break. Listen to this. And there's some 16th notes. The reason why it's cool is just because there's 16th notes in there. Or it's a different... It's not flat 4-4. Let's listen to that again. It's like, it's still in 4-4, but if there's 16th note hits, here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So, pretty cool, right? Alright, so enjoy Toss the Feathers from The Coors.